I'm sitting in Cardiff Arts Institute with Sarah Powell. Sarah, can you tell me just a bit about what you do?
Okay, I am one of the officers who works at Cardiff Students' Union, and that means that I am head of student media, so I oversee the production of a weekly newspaper, a fortnightly magazine, a radio station and a TV station. I'm also directly editor of the newspaper, so I do a lot of page design, a lot of content editing, helping out a team of about 20 editors who do different sections, like from news to sport. So.
What's the name of the newspaper?
It's called Gaerith. It means free word in Welsh.
Yeah. It's been going for quite a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, since about the 70s. I probably should know the date, but I don't. It's been going for quite a while. It's well established.
Yeah. And that's quite a lot that you do then, running the different sort of media outlets. How do you juggle that? Or you're on a sabbatical year?
Yeah, I'm on sabbatical, so it's like a full-time paid role. Each of the different platforms of media has its own manager. So, for example, the radio station has a station manager who literally oversees the running of it on a day-to-day basis. And similarly, the magazine has its own editor as well. But those three are student jobs, so they're run by students who do this alongside their courses. Whereas for me, being editor of Gaerith, I do that day-to-day and edit it. I've been doing it for 3 years now, all throughout my undergrad. I always knew that when I applied to uni, I wanted to do it. I started writing in my first year, and then in my second year, I applied to be a news editor. So I was literally writing stories, going out and finding things, commissioning content and page layouts. And then in my third year, I was sub-editor. I kind of progressed through the ranks. And then after I graduated, you ran in a cross-campus election, so all the students can vote for you. And I put myself forward for that and ended up getting it against three people that I knew really well. So it was quite awkward, but I'm so pleased that I got it in the end. At the moment, I'm applying to two broadcast courses. But I don't really want to leave this behind. I love it. It's the best job of my life.
What are the big stories going on with Gaerith and the other student media outlets at the moment?
The biggest story was the whole fees issue that happened a little while ago. I did a lot of coverage from London, actually, and I wrote a couple of guest blogs for Guardian Cardiff. And I was just down there covering some of the protests that happened, the big NUS protest that happened, and then a couple of subsequent ones. Did a lot of filming on my camera and tweeting from London. It was really exciting, actually. It was what it feels like to be a real journalist, out talking to students, getting opinions. So we did a lot of coverage on that issue, really. We covered it from we covered the national with protest, but then we kind of tried to do it from a Cardiff angle, so how many Cardiff students we sent down there, what they thought about the protest, what they thought about the bigger issue in education. And we got quite a few front pages out of that, actually. I think the students were probably bored to death of fees, but it was good for us, a good chance to be real journalists. I kind of got into a bit of a sticky situation. It was quite scary, actually, because everyone was so kind. There was just a really intense atmosphere. Everyone was so angry, I don't know, at one stage we were kind of trying to leave the protest. I had to get a train home, actually, and police just kind of blocked off the street. And it was quite intimidating, quite scary when there's police on horses. You can see how the students would feel quite intimidated in that situation as well. But eventually they let me go, so it was fine. But
at the moment, you've got a story going to do with university extra tuition, haven't you?
Yeah, we got told by a couple of students that they were being charged for extra tuition in the business school, and by a couple of PhD tutors. So that was quite a big story for us. We've had a couple of weeks and with that story, and it's all completely gone mad on the comment forum on Gaerith.com. A lot of students are very angry about it. A lot of students are very pro paying for extra tuition. They think it's only fair. So we've tried to be quite balanced with it. I don't know whether people would agree when they're reading it, but we've got a follow up this week because the business school have actually turned around and said they're stopping the practice of it. So the full story is in Gaerith if you go to gaerith.com, and it's been quite exciting for us, though. Quite good.
You've got the varsity coming up. What other big stories do you think are going to be coming up in the next few months?
Well, varsity is really exciting because it's Cardiff University playing Swansea University in loads of different sports. So, and this year it's happening in the Millennium Stadium. it's like the 15th anniversary or something, so it's quite exciting for us because it's great for our radio station actually, who get to our TV station, who get to go to the Millennium Stadium and use their media centre, so it's really exciting. So we're going to be covering the big match itself. We'll be getting reporters to go to different matches throughout the day. A report on what's been going on, the scores, because at the end of the day you can win the Varsity Cup. Yeah, that's going to be quite big for us. We're planning it at the moment, like special pull-outs and diaries and coverage on the radio.